You can add on to your home in a lot of ways. And a lot of times you can add on to a home because it really doesn't work. And you can really add on to a home because it really doesn't, you don't love your home and you feel like it just you're angry at it. Well, you can also add on to your home because you can make it perfect or better. And a lot of times that happens when the kids begin to fly away and begin to realize it's going to be you and the spouse, and you have this home and this place you love and you've lived in, you've brought kids up, and finally you've got the time, maybe a little bit extra cash, to actually say, how do I make this place better and mine and for the next 20 years of my life? Well, we're standing outside of a house here in Guilford, Connecticut, and it is a classic Guilford, Connecticut, early 1980s, late 1970s colonial house. And there's literally nothing wrong with it. It's a lovely house in a beautiful lot, a couple acres, surrounded by really nothing. It's in the woods, and it's set on a rise in a hill, and it's got second growth trees all around it from when it was a pasture, you know, and it was subdivided all those years ago. And the homeowners brought up two boys. One boy's already in college. One's going to be in college pretty soon. And they both had the same, I would call it, sad disease that I have, which is they love gardening. They're obsessed with gardens. They're obsessed with making their property theirs. And rather than my sick fetish of taking a salt marsh, horrible landscape that's bathed in shade and bugs and just yuckiness, they have the high country. They actually had sun. I mean, this amazing thing called this thing that we rotate around, this big ball that we don't actually see that in my sight in Madison, where we basically it's shady soddy acres. So they had this beautiful site, and they had a newly renovated kitchen about 5 or 10 years ago. Beautiful kitchen. They had a lovely dining room, a great living room, and a little family area off of the kitchen. Everything was great. What they didn't have, because they have a colonial house with little windows, is they did not have connection to why they love their house. They did not have a way from inside the house to see what's outside the house. So, Bruce, let's take a walk. As you walk up this hill, what you can see is that they've got a sweeping lawn, and they developed all these areas, stone walls, ornamental trees. I mean, even in this dead of winter, you can see what these trees would be like once they end up leafing out. It'd be beautiful. And as we come up to the side of the house, you see this beautiful, really formal little garden that was made with paths and ornamental grasses and hedges, and there's a ton of perennial plantings that come up every year and were beautifully designed. Isn't this pretty?
Yeah, this is gorgeous.
The birdhouse. And then what you've now visualize this. We're almost done with this addition to this house. We're almost done. But you can see if this was done, there's a window to the living room. You can see it here. That looks out into this beautiful garden, but that's it. The house, like almost all these houses, are about 2 or 3 feet out of the ground. There's no way you can walk out. So what they said to me was, Dua, we want a place where we could actually expand the house to have a place to be, not because we need it, but because we love it. It's a whole different way of looking at building. And it's because they bought this house many, many years ago. They had plenty of equity in it because they bought it before the last boom, and after, and you know, obviously before the last bust, they bought it at exactly the right time. So they had equity in the house, and they could either sell it and move to someplace else. But they said, you know, we love the place. We love being here. So what we did was we made an addition, which was really building a pavilion in the garden. And unlike a place that you really build where it is fixing a really toxic problem, they took a perfectly lovely house and a potentially spectacular landscape, and they made a mediating device, like a lens through which you could actually see it. And you can see that what we've done in here, take a look up here as you go up, look in the windows here, you can see that we've made a space which is about a story and a half high, but it's just about square. And you can see that it extends out both from the kitchen and the dining room, so that it actually allows you to directly come from the kitchen to a serene place that is basically surrounded on three sides by glass in the landscape, but has got divided light windows so that it doesn't feel like it's from a spaceship. It's got the same roof pitch, but really fun eaves. And it actually creates an environment where it's of the house, but it really isn't the house. It is as if you have, it's as if you have a whole little secondary life, which isn't like having a wild affair with some crazy woman, but it means that you go on date night with your wife, and your relationship changes from being like schleppers and child feeders and child cleanovers to being like a boy and a girl again. So it's almost like taking, so your house is sort of a metaphor of almost taking, you know, a kind of a normal comfort life and turning it into a fun, spiritual, loving life. And, you know, really dealing with all houses, whether they're new, renovated, or added on, all houses are direct extension of the occupants. Houses really are the largest suit of clothing that families have. And as families change, you could be part of the disposable economy and you can dump the house that you raise kids in and go on to the next house. And a lot of people do that. They go to condos, they go to smaller homes. Or you can say, I love where I've spent these years of my life. I don't want to leave the memories and the development I've done of the house. But you can also say that rather than focus on children 24/7, as they empty nest out and as they become to hate you because you've gotten a lot stupider since they've gotten into high school. Have you noticed that, Bruce, how dumb you've gotten?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm the chairman of the Dumb Society. Yeah.
It's amazing how you, not only you become dumb, but you become lame and you've actually become some sort of social reprobate, retrograde, horrible person. But anyway, once that whole life ebbs, what you can then say is, what do I value? And what clearly this family valued was the connection to the out-of-doors, and what clearly Center Hall Colonials on beautiful sites do not take advantage of is the visual connection. And you can see here the stepping down three steps so that you literally are directly on grade with a wraparound stoop and these, and as we go over here, these sittable landscape walls. And so they not only connected with finished heated space, they're going to connect now with paved space on the outside. So the house literally, the occupiable footprint of the house, literally doubles now. And they only added about 350 square feet. But they've now created, with the landscape, they've probably added 800 or 900 square feet of area that they can have parties, they can just have different places to cook and sit and actually follow the sun across the landscape. So when you're thinking about your home, it's not enough to think about what doesn't work. That's the easy part. You might want to start thinking about what does work, but maybe could work much, much better. And that would then key whether or not you want to spend the time and money to renovate in place. And as you said over the last couple episodes of this ongoing evolution of how we look at our homes, renovating in place in a down economy is going to be the only option for many, many people because the equity has vanished in their homes. So as you're thinking about what's gone away from your home, think about why you bought it in the first place. What made you love it? What made you want to buy it and be there? And if you left it with all the memories you have and all the things that you've done there and all the things that you've done to make it yours, would you miss it so much that it would cost too much emotionally to leave it? So maybe you can fix it and you can change it and it can evolve as you evolve.
Duo Dickinson is an architect, author, and the contributing writer in home design for Money Magazine.